This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call here. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And tell you, it's going to be a beautiful day right now. It is gorgeous out there, 62 and sunny at my house. No clouds in the sky. Awesome. So, great day to be in the garden. And enjoy yourself there. Warm up a little later. That's all right. Anyways, let's get into the calls, because that's what you're here for. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Nick is in the vineyard.
Nick, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can I help you today?
Good day, fine, sir. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
All right. Well, I'm calling because I have a bit of an invasive species issue. Okay. Yes, let me explain first. The mugwort, well, I know some people are probably going to be like, well, you know, it's a really good plant. It's wonderful. Well, sometimes, but in my particular situation with my herb garden and the vegetables, it's quite a tricky, has to be very methodical in order to eradicate it. And I first discovered that it was in this garden last January. So I was going in with a pitchfork all throughout the winter, trying to sift down all the little roots, you know. And it seems that when it sprouts, it's kind of easier to weed out in sandy soil when it's really loose. However, with a bit heavier clay soil, when you try to, you know, wiggle the plant out, you know, the stem just breaks off, and then the roots stuck inside the soil. So, you know, every few days, it just pops right back up. And then you're like, oh, where'd you come from? I thought I got rid of you. So, yeah, I'm trying to figure out different methods on getting rid of it. But, like, some areas, it's a little trickier because I don't want to just disturb the soil too much because, you know, I planted a bunch of stuff from seed. So for me to, like, start over and rip the whole place up, it's just, you know, you're starting from square one again, which isn't really ideal. However, in the area that I'm supposed to be planting vegetables, which I haven't because I'm trying to get rid of it, I just threw some boiling water on the soil that seemed to have kind of prevented it from sprouting up so far, because it's been about a week since I did that. So, you know, I'm not trying to use any chemicals because I can't, because everything in the area I eat, right?
Yep.
So I just want to see what your take is on that. And also, in terms of, like, plucking out the green growth, like, I'm theorizing that potentially that'll weaken the plant underneath because it won't be able to photosynthesize.
Yeah.
Yeah, what do you think?
I mean, you're on the right track here. One thing I would look at doing, because to get rid of it, a lot of things to get rid of it call for, like, use of a total killer, right? Yeah. We don't want to do that when it comes to a veggie garden. Now, in this area where it's kind of taken over, have you planted anything yet?
Well, yeah, I've been planting a lot of plants from seed, you know, and I have two different patches. You know, one is for like perennials, and yep. Then the other one is just purely vegetables, annuals, and whatnot. So in the annuals, you know, in the perennials, I've been plucking it up, kind of, you know, lift up the root a little bit, but I probably got like 80% of it, you know.
Yep.
And then the other vegetable garden, I haven't planted anything whatsoever. So I'm just kind of, yeah.
So this is where I want you to start with that, excuse me, in the vegetable garden. I'd look for you to get a plastic heavy-duty, like, tarp, right?
Oh, yeah.
Ideally black, if possible. Reason why I say black is the black will pull more heat to it, okay? And what I want you to do is basically, you know, cut everything down in that area low. So it's, you know, about like a half inch tall. I want you to leave some of it because I want you to then put the tarp over the top. And with the heat and everything, it's going to dehydrate it and help kill it down to the root system. From there, you leave it there for a couple weeks to let the heat from the sun and everything just dry that soil out, dry those plants out.
Bake it.
Really, that's what you're looking to do. I mean, the other thing you could look to do is, so cut everything low so it's about an inch, so there's a little bit of, you know, leaves there, if you will.
Yeah.
And then use a product along the lines of like a burnout or weed beater FE. Both of those products are organic. And they, you know, they will help dehydrate the plant even more. And then put the tarp over the top of it. Because you'll notice that it'll help speed up and accelerate that process. So that's kind of what I would look to do on a natural way for, especially the veggie garden. Because you still have a couple weeks to really get started on there. So I think that's going to help there. Now, as far as the perennial beds, the downfall in there is there's no real pre-emergent that works completely on this weed. Because technically, there are some of this mugwort that are like a type of herb that people use for different things. I was reading an article a while ago, sometimes it'll even be in like beer.
Like ancient flavorings from safari.
Right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's a little bit stronger than your regular weed. So, you can't really put like a pre-emergent because it's more of a plant versus a weed seed. You know what I mean? So, like, pre-emergents don't really work because they're trying to kill seed that's in the ground. Plus, you can't put any of the seeds that you're talking about planting in those areas because the pre-emergent will affect those as well. So, it's really more effective to use something on top of the plant. What I would look at doing is if you can get that weed beater FE or the burnout, maybe even the burnout would be better, use the concentrated version of the burnout, right? Use a paintbrush and paint it on to the actual the plants so that you're not spraying it wide open so it's hitting everything. It's just getting the mugwort there. And what happens is the sun will actually help dehydrate the plant, break the outer coating of that leaf, and then kill down to the root, especially in the perennial area where, you know, you don't want to just have a complete spray. And whereas this painting on is more effective because it is right to the plant itself.
So it absorbs it from the leaf.
And you want to leave some of the leaves there. Because that's how it dehydrates the plant. You don't want to cut it down so it's, you know, right to the ground where it's just like the stem. because it needs the leaves to be effective. It dehydrates it, and then the dehydration then slowly goes into the stem, then goes into the root system. So that's why it's important to, you know, not really cut it all the way down. Maybe cut it so you have some of the leaves, and then build from there.
Okay, that's very helpful. With the black plastic, now you said put it on for 2 weeks. Now that basically, is this supposed to cook it, like heat up the
soil?
Yeah,
that's what we're doing, is dehydrating it even faster.
Yeah.
And it's cooking underneath. It's just, you know, dehydrating everything that's under there. Then the ideal thing that I would do from there is, once you've done that for 2 weeks, get some weed fabric or growing fabric that you can put over the vegetable garden to really hide, you know, cover everything. And then when you're planting, you just make X's where the plants are going to go. And, you know, you might have some weeds, a few weeds coming up through those areas, but it's not going to be as difficult going forward.
Yeah. You said to use the spray under the tarp first.
You could, yeah. And just to try to help it accelerate. But if you don't do it, it should work just the same. Okay?
All right, excellent. Yeah, thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
All right, Nick. Have a great one.
All right, you too. Goodbye.
Bye-bye. We're going to take a break.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
I want you to try new all-in-one Weed and Feed.
What's this?
All-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes, weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow, really?
With new all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban, or rural. You must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Gardening Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we do have some calls on the line, so I want to get right into that. Nathan, who's up next?
John is in Mashpee.
John, welcome to the Paul Parent Gardening Club. How can we help you today?
Hi, Patrick. Great job.
Thank
great
you.
Great day for the garden.
Sunday. Definitely.
Listen, I have a couple questions, both which I think are softballs, but I wanted to follow up the conversation with the fellow before concerning invasive species. Down here on the Cape, we've got pasture rose, and it seems to be sending out ravens and traveling in my garden, and you're invited to stay in the garden as long as you don't invade. So,
yeah.
Would either of those techniques or perhaps a third technique work in terms of trying to get some control over the encroachment of the pasture rose into what is now grass? They're in a kind of a mulch bed, and they're just proliferating like the march of the plants or something.
Yeah, I mean, those would work. Now, you said it's in the lawn, too?
Well, it's not quite in the lawn, but it's coming up. It's coming toward the lawn. I'm afraid it's going to come across the lawn into the house.
Gotcha.
Especially kind of being invasive.
Yep. No, I mean, those techniques would work. The other thing is if it's in an area where there is nothing, you know, and when I say nothing, I don't mean like, there's just not a lot to it, right? I would look at, you know, a something like that weed beater FE because of the fact that you can go over a lawn and it doesn't hurt the lawn. So especially when it's real close to the lawn like that, spraying on the outskirts is gonna hurt it. Sometimes the application of, you know, the paintbrush method is probably your most pinpointed method to it, safest to use, even using organic. But the other thing is if it's gotten to that point where it's so bad, using a synthetic in the paintbrush method is actually just as safe. Because you're not, it doesn't go into, it kills the root. It doesn't go into the soil and then kind of just hang out and go into your other plants. It goes into the soil and flushes through. It doesn't last as, you know, if there's not a residual to it. So you know, depending upon
the leaves and let it dry out.
So it's all depending upon, you know, the product you use and how you use it. But I think the one that you can pinpoint and say is probably your best method is the paintbrush method, by painting it on the plant, and letting it, kill it that way versus, you know, just an overall spray in general.
Would you use that instead of the black tarp, or would you put the paintbrush method first and then resort to the black tarp? Kind of a combination.
I mean, it might be a combination. The black tarp is something that ideally, you know, and I was saying this for Nick, was because it's a vegetable garden and he wants to use it, I was saying use it for a couple weeks to kill it back. Whereas if in an area where you're not going to use for really anything for the rest of the season, you kind of just want it clean, you can leave that black plastic there, to be honest, almost a full year, and it will really
mulch on top of it.
Yeah, and it'll really clean out that soil from those weeds there. So that could be, you know, it's a combination, I think. It's looking at them and saying, which one's going to work best for you?
Okay, well, maybe I try both and see how it goes.
Yeah, I would think about doing that and, you know, kind of giving it the test phase every, you know, kind of looking at it in a week from now and saying, all right, which one's a little bit more accelerated? You know, the long term with the black tarp over the top is a better solution because it's going to kind of not sterilize the soil, but just kind of kill it down to the root and not let the root really even grow either.
Okay.
You know, and when you're looking at like a black plastic, look for the heavier duty. It's almost like you want it, if you're taking like a black plastic trash bag, it's almost like folding it in half. So it's got like four layers versus just that one, because that one is very thin.
All right, two other quick questions.
Can you, just
done real quick.
Well, just hang tight with me because I'm going to hit a break. I want you on the other side of the break and we'll answer them. We'll be back.
Do you want to stay all natural? Then use all-season oil from Bonide to control aphids, mealybugs, mites, and scale in your vegetable and flower garden. Also great for your trees and shrubs. Also new and all-natural, a Japanese beetle killer with pyrethrum. And for your flower and rose garden, Rose RX 3-in-1 for organic rose and flower gardening. That's Bonide, where gardening isn't scary.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
USA Radio News.
Multiple people were shot in Chattanooga, Texas. The exact number of victims is not yet known at this time, but the Chattanooga Police Department said victims are believed to be young and in their teens or up to 20 years old. Authorities say that the victims were transported to local hospitals, and at least some of them appear to be bystanders. A person of interest is reportedly in custody, and police say there is no ongoing threat to the public. France and Germany have urged Russian President Vladimir Putin to engage in peace talks as Russia continues its takeover of Ukraine. During the 80-minute conversation, the two leaders urged President Putin to do an immediate ceasefire in Ukraine and a withdrawal of Russian troops from the country, according to the German Chancellor spokesperson. This is USA Radio News.
Tropical storm Agatha is expected to be a Category 2 hurricane when it hits the southern coast of Mexico. Forecasters are now expecting Agatha to make landfall on Monday morning with winds of 100 miles an hour. The American Lifeguard Association says about half of lifeguard positions are currently filled, which means pools, beaches, and lakes won't be opening for the public or will operate on a modified schedule.
We have really struggled. Last year was a struggle to try to find lifeguards, and there were times going into this year where we really wasn't sure if we were going to have a full complement.
Gordon Hampton is the director of Williamson County, Tennessee Parks and Recreation, that audio courtesy of WSMV in Nashville, Tennessee. To get staff to come back or train new lifeguards, many places across the country are offering huge bonuses, including Chicago and Austin. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Now, before the break, we were talking with John. We had answered one question. He had a couple more, but the break hit us. So, John, what was your next question?
Oh, actually, the two questions. One, first concerns the emerald green arborvitae.
Okay.
Common problem that I'm going to go over, and the second one is just on holly trees and the yellow leaves that are dropping at this time of year. So just taking it with the first one on the emerald green arborvitae. Common problem seems to be a couple of lead shoots creating different points on the growth of the plant, and I've been pretty successful in cutting down the side turrets so that I get one lead. But I've seen, you know, wrapping in burlap bags during the winter. What technique is best suited to trying to get a single lead on an emerald green arborvitae?
To get the single lead, I mean, It's a procedure of really, honestly, training it when you're pruning it. Because what will happen is you kind of prune it towards like a top and leaving one alone. The thing is when you prune any tree and you're pruning around it, each branch has hormones in it. And those hormones are... you know, there's a lead hormone, and then there's the hormones behind it. But what is happening is when there is no lead hormone because you've cut it, the hormones behind it compete, creating new hormone, new branches, and it pushes up, creating two shoots for the lead versus one. So it's not like as easy as saying, all right, we're going to... You know, if I cut these out, it's going to create one because those others are going to start to shoot out as well. What I have seen to help keep plants like that intact for summer, winter, those types of things, is taking like a jute twine. So it's a green twine that's biodegradable and kind of tying it on the inside of the main stems. You don't tie it so it's really tight on it because you want the plant to move, but it'll hold it together. The other thing it does is it kind of trains it to keep the energy straight up and down. But there's no real way of saying, all right, I'm going to prune it here and it's only going to be 1 liter. You'd have to almost prune those other ones back a little bit more and leave that up there. It's not as simple as just a pruning technique to it. You can prune it to a point, you know, like an actual point, and create the leader that way. But then you're going to have to keep it going around it and slowly just realize that, you know, the other parts of it are going to grow back. Now,
so you wrap it near the top.
Well, so I'd wrap
all the leads together as one.
Yeah, so I don't mean like wrap them so they're real tight together, just so they kind of move together. But it keeps them sturdy, straight up and down as well. Because what'll happen sometimes with an arborvitae is they will split down the middle. And this is helping it focus its energy as staying straight up and down and working off the other to create the top the way you want it to. So
okay,
it's probably the first, like, it's called jute.
What's the name of that biodegradable twine?
So it's jute twine, J-U-T-E. It's a green twine. It's
actually think I have some.
Yeah, a lot of the twine you'd buy at like a garden center for you know using in the vegetable garden or anything is most likely that. So you can use that to tie it off, just kind of train it to be where it's at. I think that'll help you with the long term of it as well.
All right, the next one is just the yellow leaves dropping from the holly. I noticed this phenomenon last year as well. I don't know whether it's, you know, just normal.
Well, is it dropping from the
seasons?
Dropping from the inside of the tree or the outsides?
I would say the outside.
Well, so that usually signifies a watering issue, where it's not getting enough water, possibly. That's just usually what happens. I'm not saying that's the absolute reason behind it, but it's a good possibility. So I'd look at...
drip line?
Yeah, fertilizing on the drip line, watering. I'd also look at fertilizing those hollies with a holly tone. The holly tone is going to really give it some nutrients right now. The other thing is some of this yellowing can be from winter damage. I'm noticing a lot of winter damage lately with customers coming into the nursery with questions. And you're looking at the plant and you're saying, well, there's no disease, there's no this. It's definitely got to be winter damage.
Yeah, that ties into your earlier comments on the show, and that's what I was wondering, because these holly trees are in the way of a lot of wind. And that's
the thing. That so looking at using like a wilt proof or a wilt stop this fall for the winter will help some of that moisture stay in the plant, and then deep waterings throughout this season is going to help it get ready for that winter season. It's just the thing is some of these plants, right, the wind, it just rips right through them and dries them out a lot quicker than, you know, just a regular hot summer day.
Pat, does that comment apply to various maturities? So if you've got, let's say, an 8-foot holly versus a 15-foot versus a 30-foot, it's the same sort of analysis?
I would spray all of them with all of these things, with all the oil, the wilt stop or wilt proof, because even though they're older, doesn't mean they're stronger necessarily for the longevity of it. It just sometimes the winter is so odd, like this past winter was so odd, more southern in Massachusetts, towards the Cape area had even more snow than normal, right? But what was happening was...
and it was cold, and I was glad I treated the skip laurel because of that.
But what happens is the amount of snow that hits, and then it was going away, the snow, quickly, because it would warm up within like a week or so, and then all of a sudden we'd get more snow. It would just be that constant idea, and what's happening is the roots are getting the wrong idea. It's freezing, then thawing, and the roots would wake up, then get shocked, and then wake up again and get shocked even more, which is causing some of the issues on the plants. And that's why this wilt-proof will hold that the moisture in into the plant, holding the moisture in the ground and not affecting them. It is. It's a foliar spray. Yep.
Yeah, and the Holytone is the fertilizer, and then the drip line is to keep the... Yeah, okay.
Yep.
All right, well, Pat, you've been very helpful. I really appreciate it. Looking forward to the rest of the show.
Awesome, John. You have a great rest of your day.
All right, take care.
Bye-bye.
Thanks.
All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We do have another call, so Nathan, who's up next?
Cheryl's in Lansing.
Cheryl, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Thank you so much for taking my call. I really enjoy your show.
Well, thank you.
And I tell everybody about it as well. So,
awesome. Thank you.
But I have two questions. Both of them are on hydrangeas.
Sure.
Two different kinds. I have a gentleman that comes out and helps me with some of the heavier tasks in the yard. And I was at work, and he was a little ambitious, and he was so proud of himself and the fact that he cut all my sticks, as you said it, of the hydrangea, all the way down to the ground. And it's the type, as you talk about, that the bloom comes on the old sticks. And I'm a little worried about them. They're very old. They're probably about 15 or so years old. And they didn't give me much bloom last year. But they look super healthy, the leaves that are coming from the bottom. But I'm wondering if I should do something to help them along, like a bloom booster or a suggestion that you could help me with helping it.
Yeah, so, I mean, I wouldn't expect much out of them this year, unfortunately. As you know, we've talked about on the show here, is the blue hydrangeas that bloom on last year's wood, cutting all those stems back, it affects the longevity, the long term of the plant and the blooms for that year. Because that's where the blooms are coming. Now, without those sticks, it's all new growth, so you're not going to have the flowers, really. You might have a few here and there. What I would like to see you do is look at using a super phosphate fertilizer on these to help push the root development a little bit more, pushing the plant to really... regrow, get there. The plant will grow back. It's just it won't be the same as years past. And you probably won't see really much of any blossoms on there.
How long will it take to come back? I mean, a couple of years?
Well, so it'll just be next season is when you'll start to see flowers again.
Okay.
And what I'd like to see you do is, so use the superphosphate now, and then use it next spring as soon as the ground thaws, okay?
Okay.
Once the ground is thawed, using that superphosphate is the right time to really push development for that hydrangea. What it's going to do is put the energy into the plant and help with a bloom boosting. The other thing is when you start to see some of the buds form, on the hydrangea, I want you to use a liquid fertilizer, like a bloom booster, right?
Okay, yeah.
That bloom booster is now the liquid form of heavy phosphorus, which helps with flower development and root development. But at this point, because it's flowering, it's going to focus on the flower and help with the, push more blossoms to it.
Okay.
So go ahead.
Go ahead. No, go ahead.
It's an unfortunate thing that, you know, that it got cut back, but it's not the end of the plant, you know, forever. I think it's just this season, it's not going to get much for you.
Okay. Well, he was so proud of what he did. I didn't have the heart to really be mad at him.
Gotcha.
But, and then the second question I have is a different eye change. It's the cone-shaped flower. It's,
yep.
I believe, called Pinky Winky.
Okay.
And I think I was a little late in deadheading the dried flowers.
Okay.
Because they say apparently you should really take those off before you have the set of leaves starting. But I was a little late getting to it. And so should I apply that same kind of idea to these to make sure I get the blooms?
So I would look at the superphosphate for that as well, just to help push some of the new growth for this season. I think it's only going to benefit the plant. And when you start to see the blossoms later in the season, look again at the liquid fertilizer when the blossoms are happening.
All right, perfect. Thank you so much. I appreciate your time.
All right, Sherry, have a great one. Bye-bye.
All right, thank you. Bye.
All right, we're going to take a break here. We'll be back in a few to wrap up the show, so stay tuned.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. Simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
For a beautiful lawn and garden that's healthy and safe, use Dramatic Liquid Plant Foods by Dram. It's the organic choice to produce brilliant fruits and vegetables that are healthy for your family. And because it's all natural, it's safe for barefoot fun and playful pets. Available at your local garden center or nursery. Ask for Dramatic Plant Foods. Visit us online at dram.com. Dramatic Plant Food for dramatic results.
Are you looking for one product that will control your insect problems around the house, on your lawn, in the flower beds, or the vegetable garden? Well, Bonide has the answer. Bonide 8 Insect Control will control most common home, lawn, and garden insect problems. 8 is effective against more than 100 insects that destroy trees, shrubs, lawns, flowers, and vegetables. It can even be used indoors on houseplants. 8 will kill on contact, repel insects for up to 30 days. 8 is available in a dust, a concentrate, and a convenient ready-to-use spray.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We do have a call on the line, so I want to get into that. Nathan, who's up next? Patty, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi, I just wanted to give you a quick call.
Sure.
I had called you over early spring because I had asked you about my daffodils and my tulips.
Yes.
The year prior, they weren't blossoming. They were just really lackluster last year.
Yep.
So I called you early spring this year, and you told me to get the triple phosphate.
Yep.
Which I did, and I also took the mulch. You also said just take half the mulch off early spring because it would be still getting a little bit of snow, and then do the rest of the mulch, you know, later as the weather was starting to get warmer.
Yep.
And I did all that, and I did the triple phosphate as well. Well,
okay.
I'll tell you what. My daffodils and tulips were phenomenal. I had triple the blossoms that I had last year, and people were walking by just commenting, saying, when I walk by your house, I just feel happy because we just, our whole walkway is daffodils and tulips. And that triple phosphate made all the difference in the world. And I was just listening to the last caller because I was actually thinking, gosh, now that they've blossomed, all the blossoms are gone and I just have the green, which is, they're so healthy looking. I was just going to, you know, claw the soil around it and then put some more in now. Do you think that's a good idea just to help them along for next year?
So I wouldn't right now. Here's the reason behind it is it's done its flowering. What it's doing right now is it's starting to store up its energy into the soil, into the bulb itself. If we fertilize right now, we're going to push more onto the growth of the leaves when the bulb itself needs to actually start to die back because it needs to go dormant. So I would follow the same process in the early spring for next season. Let the leaves die back. Don't cut them back. Let them start to turn brown a bit. Because what's happening is it's pulling the energy and starting bringing it back to the bulb to make it stronger for next year. We don't want to push more growth right now. We wanted to push that growth early, but we don't want it to do it now. And when you start to notice that the leaves have all started to turn brown and the whole plant has started to like wilt over, that's when you want to cut it back and let it go back into the bulb itself and not try to push new growth. Because what that can do long term is it can really like shock the bulb itself.
Okay, so right now the leaves are just still vibrant green.
Yeah, just...
I did cut, so when the daffodils all blossomed and they all turned brown, did just cut the flowers off.
That's fine.
Okay.
That is perfectly fine. Cut those. But the leaves are pulling all the energy that it can from the soil, from everything, to bring into the bulb for next year so it can do the same type of show for you for next year.
Okay, and that was the best advice you had given me when I called because they were beautiful. The blossoms were just amazing.
Awesome.
Thank you for that. Yeah.
I'm glad it worked out.
And then real quick, between the daffodils and tulips, I stuck, just for some color, I just stuck some marigolds in there. Should I stay away from even, because they go right into the fall, should I just stay away from even putting a little bit of fertilizer around those so I don't upset, like you said,
the
bulb?
You can put some on there for the marigolds, but just don't do a heavy dose of like a super phosphate. Use just like a regular all-purpose liquid food, you'll be fine. Okay?
Okay. Good thing I called because I had the bag of triple phosphate sitting right here.
Well, save it for next year.
Thank you.
All right. Have a great one, Patty. Bye-bye.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
All right. That's going to wrap us up for this week. Until next week. Get out there, plant something, be good to each other, and thank the veterans and celebrate by memorializing those who fought to get us where we are, like this Memorial Day. So have a great week, everyone. We'll see you.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.